Well, hey everyone, welcome to the Dear Family Courts podcast. My name is Lisa Welter and I'm your host. I lead the Catalasso group and it has been really just one of my delights in life to lead the Catalasso group, which is a training facility for family mediators. But also, we've been expanding our services and supports to parents with mediation services and now brand new programming called Restoring Home. And today's episode is really just to tie a bow on everything that has really occurred over the last 2 years. This will be the final episode of Dear Family Courts, and I'm going to explain why that is and where you'll be able to find me next, because this will not be the end of the journey by any stretch of your imagination. In fact, it's only expanding and growing. But it is time to retire the Dear Family Courts podcast and launch something new, because we're in a new season and I want to invite more contributors to the table and really offer more of a roundtable discussion for what is ahead of us. But I want to anchor this conversation today in a really beautiful story. I did a family mediation a number of weeks ago for a family who was struggling through a child safety issue. They reached out to me and we had parents living in different states and we had a pretty significant restraining order on one of the parents, which was really causing difficulty for parenting time and custody circumstances. And we were able to come together by phone and I was able to provide family mediation to these two individuals who were not on speaking terms, who were able to come into this space and begin to have a constructive conversation about their child and addressing the reality that was confronting them. It was an incredible experience to watch. I have shared this with others. It's felt more like witnessing Picasso painting his incredible works of art. Watching these two individuals really become creative in how they were going to address matters and retain their voice and their power in the situation. This is why I do what I do. It confirmed greatly for me that this work is very, very successful when you can create a conducive environment for parents who may be at polar opposites or polar extremes, come together and make things happen for the betterment of their children. When I look across the landscape of what is available, we have parenting consultants, we've got parenting time expediters, we've got lawyers, we've got all of these family law professionals in the field, and they're all doing really good work. And yet the space of mediation is really special and very specific to leverage and uphold the power of the parties and the power of their voices to really drive their outcomes. You know, when you think about family mediation and how it stands alone differently than family lawyers or litigation, let's unpack a couple of these. We think about family litigation, we head to the courts, we as parents are surrendering our voice and our decision-making rights and our power into the hands of others that are not going to walk a day in our shoes. Yes, they're coming alongside of us for a season, but we are giving up and surrendering our power and our control to other human beings that usually have their best of intentions in mind, right? But the power is held in the work of the judge, who has usually said it is better for families to figure this out in a mediation setting where they know what their children need and they are the experts of their own life. So that's family lawyers. Nothing wrong with them, but I just want to point out that there is a struggle here for parents when they make these decisions that they really lose all of the control and power when they choose to head down the path of family court and litigate. The only perfect litigation or the perfect court order is when we create our court orders, and litigation is not going to typically bring those kinds of outcomes. Now, there's other types of alternative dispute resolution, and one of them here in the state of Minnesota is parenting consultants. Another great category. Parents have to decide and agree that they want to bring a parenting consultant into their life to make decisions for them when they can't. And this would be for a group of or a parties that really just struggled to get along, and bringing someone in as a parenting consultant to be kind of a mini judge for them out in daily life is an option. Now, again, when you think about it, if you decide to sign off on this in a court order, you are still surrendering your power and control to the hands of another individual. Yes, they are a neutral. But again, when you think about the needs of families, the parents and the children, the ones who are the experts of their own lives are the ones who are currently parenting. And while parenting consulting can be helpful and productive, it does also mitigate the control and power that parents might be looking for. And as I was working with this couple a few weeks ago in this child safety issue, while there was a restraining order on one individual, the court was suggesting to the parents that they go to mediation to work out parenting time and custody. And so I just thought, like, what a cool posture that this court judge has recommended that the two of them go to mediation and try to work this out, even in the midst of a child safety concern. And as we sat in mediation and we talked through different ideas, the idea of parenting consulting came up. And I had the opportunity to kind of explain what that was and what they could potentially do for these parents. And here's what the parents ultimately decided. They agreed that family mediation was the best environment, even if they were at odds, because there was this opportunity to build rapport and find common ground using the process of mediation. They were able to make very difficult decisions in a constructive way and still maintain all of the power and control and decision making. And when they thought about the idea of using a parenting consultant, it became very obvious to both of them that they would again lose their decision making and power and authority by bringing in a parenting consultant. So they dug deeper and deeper and decided, this is what's so cool, you guys. This is what family mediation can do. I facilitated the conversation and asked them, what else could we consider? Rather than bringing in a parenting consultant, what if we could do this in a way that you could get other voices contributing to what parenting time might look like over a period of time as both parents are becoming comfortable, one letting go because there has been a safety breach and the other one given a second chance to work things out. And so they decided to make sure that their child was involved in regular individual counseling. And the parent who had caused the safety breach and the child would also enter into parent-child counseling to really establish healthy communication and a relationship together. And these two parents, who were not on speaking terms prior to this two-hour session, were able to agree that they would come together with the two therapists every 8 weeks and have conversations about what made sense in the moment, based on what they were hearing from their child, based on the progress between the parent and the child in the therapeutic environment. And with at least two sessions under their belt, they would involve me, the mediator, or another mediator to mediate a session and talk about a next parenting time kind of session and plan. And as I watched them kind of work through this, I was so overcome with gladness to watch these two go from not speaking terms, having a parenting or a safety issue that needed to be addressed. These two parents found a healthy way forward. that allowed them to maintain their power and their voice, their dignity and their ability to make decisions in a very productive and comfortable environment that they both felt great about. Both parents were able to walk away feeling heard, understood. They were able to give and take a little bit. And it was just really a pleasure and an honor to walk with them through that season. And that's what is so beautiful about mediation. It stands far beyond, without a doubt in my mind, as the most complementary conflict resolution process to allow parents to maintain their decision-making rights and stay in control, really be in that driver's seat. What I told them at the end was, good for you. You figured out how to co-parent and share the steering wheel on life, raising a child, but also being willing to sit on the bench seat together. They put an armrest between them, which was called mediation, and that was okay, and it was really appropriate. And the two of them hopped onto that bench seat and were able to drive off together, having that armrest of mediation tucked between the two of them to help them make decisions in the future. Now, there are all kinds of other alternative dispute resolution processes, but none of them stand out the way that family mediation does. And there's a number of different types of mediation. And there's just distinct differences, pros and cons to each of them. And the one I use is a restorative approach. We just bring the circle approach into our environment. And for me, I use a lot of hospitality. And so each of these parents, about several hours before the mediation session started, they each got an email with a Starbucks gift card. So they each got a little gift card to go pick up a Starbucks, go find a quiet space to sit, and they were able to start their mediation session. Because we're doing it by phone and it's long distance, the two parents were able to find a level of comfort picking out their favorite drink or favorite snack, sitting in a quiet place to enter into the mediation, which is always usually a fairly difficult emotional environment to walk into. But the way I do it, I try to bring that hospitality element, that light touch. And as I opened up the mediation session, it was good to hear from both of them that they were enjoying their Starbucks and ready to go. And so that's what you can do in mediation. As the mediator, while there's different formats of it, I like to use the hospitality. That is more of a restorative or a transformative approach. But there are great mediators doing facilitative work and other types of mediation, and that's leading me to my next fun update. At the Catalasso Group, we have launched what is called Restoring Home Programming. Now, I train family mediators through the Minnesota State Court as there's certified training in which anyone can get mediation training. But I've been noticing that there is this greater need for parent education and awareness and greater need for support for parents before, during, and after court. Knowing what mediation can do and creating these more hospitable environments for families that are stuck or entrenched in really deep conflict is a necessary piece of the work that we do as mediators. So not only do we have the training environments, but we are focusing on the parents. And so we've launched what is called Restoring Home Programming. If you go to restoring-home.com, you will see our new programming now available. And we're going to launch a podcast for parents specifically from the lens of family mediators. And this is going to be a roundtable conversation. I haven't decided how frequently we'll do this. It'll probably be once every 2 weeks, maybe once a week, kicking off the first week in December. And so we're going to take a 6-week pause between now and December. I do want you to head over to the restoring-home.com website so that you can subscribe and you will find out when the next podcast episode will be coming out on Restoring Home Podcast. So if you are a parent, or if you are a professional working with parents, this website is for you. And there is room for everyone in this programming, but it is very specific to the well-being of parents and focused on parents who have chosen to litigate, are in the middle of it, or they have now finished litigating and are struggling. And on this main page, we talk very specifically that court experiences can be really difficult for parents and kids, and our programming at Restoring Home can help repair the damage in family relationships and inspire healthy family life. And the way that we do that is really a four-pronged approach. First, we're looking at how do we address relationship damage for a happier home. When I click on this button, if you go to the restoring-home.com website, you can click on all of these buttons, a happier home. There's opportunities for parents to reduce the stress in their household and join with their kids and learn this very easy to follow three-step technique called circles. We're going to do it more like a board game, really for the purpose of teaching parents and children how to lead a circle at home and to do some of this repair work at home. This is very simple to do. Any parent can do it, and parents can bring their kids into these Zoom calls. We're only going to do six a year. There's one coming up December 18th in the morning. It's 45 minutes long. It's a live Zoom. You can bring your family members, or you can just simply follow along and listen to how we teach and equip you, and we'll give you resources. But this lighthearted approach will help you rebuild the relationships in a non-threatening way. If you are heading into court, you are in court, or you are struggling with the after effects of court. For anyone who decides to subscribe to this website, every parent will get, or anyone who subscribes basically to the website, will get a free downloadable journal. Years ago, I worked with my kids and wrote a love letter to each of my kids, tucked it under their pillows, and then they could write to me whenever they wanted and tuck their thoughts to me. I could respond to it. It would be under my pillow once they were done writing. We've done a lot of, field tests with this. 95% of the parents that we did with our focus group recommended this journal to other parents, and 100% agreed that it allowed them, the use of this journal, to better understand and connect with their kid. 80% of the parents in this focus group reported that they learned something new in their kid's life while using this journal. So I literally took what I did for my kids and I created it into a downloadable journal for you. You can take it and use it. It does have faith inspiration connected to it. If that's just not your thing, that's okay. Use it as a guide and create your own. Just download the journal, take what you want, and keep that. Throw the other stuff to the side of the road. 100% of parents in our focus group noticed a significant improvement in the relationship with their kids while using this journal. And 25 said it had extreme impact on increasing their communication with their child. Now, the kid demographics we recommend, and this came from the feedback from parents, 80% of the children that use this journal were between the ages of 7 and 12. I would say between 6 and 13 is kind of encapsulates about 100% of these kids. 45% boys, 55% girls, so pretty split down the middle. And this tends to be best for transitions and really busy seasons of life. So you can see that as a parent who's entering into the courts, in the courts, or exiting the courts, there's transition. It's busy. And this journal can be really, really helpful to help you get to the heart of what's going on with your kids. Here's one comment that a mom said about her 9-year-old boy. She said, "This journal came when I was at a total loss as a parent and loved that my child and I could strengthen our relationship and connect during a very difficult season. Being able to hear how he was feeling and taking the time to process it before responding has been such a positive experience. Thank you so much." So, friends, if you go to this website and you subscribe, you're getting one of these journals for free. If you are not a parent and you know parents who could benefit, forward it on to them or tell them to subscribe to the website, because we will be sending out monthly e-news with updated content for parents to engage with. On the Restoring Home website, we also have a page for parent rejuvenation. Now, again, we're working with parents heading into the courts, in the courts, or the after effects of courts. And a lot of these parents aren't feeling like they're running on empty. We offer reset and refresh webinars, really for the purpose of inspiring parents' soul and doing it over a hot cup of coffee or tea. So they'll have the opportunity to join like-minded friends who have weathered through life's most difficult seasons and gain new insights with all of our family mediators that we've trained and those that are even beyond our training. They'll have new friends that can offer solid support once a month, and there will be a live Q&A, private Q&A available to parents. They can ask questions, they can talk through their scenario and hear if mediation might be a helpful solution, no matter what stage of the circumstances they find themselves in. This will be available every first Friday of the month, and we'll have new topics coming regularly. And if those become so full, we'll consider adding more dates if we need to. This kicks off on December 2nd. And I think the first topic is going to be related to this idea of what Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation looked like. Do you remember that movie with Chevy Chase and the craziness and the arguing and the conflict that was happening in their home? Well, we know that this is what happens in the homes when parents are moving through the courts or trying to navigate the after effects of that. We're going to have a conversation with you, with the family mediators, and just talk about different ways to maybe approach the holidays and think things through differently. Then we've, of course, got our December 18th webinar where we'll teach families how to use the circle at home. It could be a great way to do kind of a follow-up from that kickoff session for parent rejuvenation. And then finally, on the Restoring Home website, ongoing conflict tends to be kind of it's kind of the standard in homes that have headed into the courts or are now exiting the courts. If you're a blended family, you know this pain. This ongoing conflict can really take a toll, and trained family mediators can productively navigate post-decree difficulties so you don't have to go back to court if it's issues with your ex. But family mediators can also help untangle household conflicts from blended family circumstances, situations, school-related concerns. Maybe you have a youth who is acting out or there's some defiance. Bringing in a family mediator might be a helpful approach for you. And so we have a whole page dedicated to this. First, we explain the types of mediation that is available to you. And then we have resource pages to help you find a mediator with the type of background that best fits your circumstance. So now mediators are all over the state of Minnesota. And if you don't live in the state, remember the story I opened up with wasn't even from our state. You can reach out to us and we would be happy to help you. We organized our growing mediator list by these particular focus areas and expertise. First, if it's anything related to divorce, family mediators know how to handle that. There are a number of family mediators, though, who have a special and specific focus on child or family safety. Now, this is where I spend a lot of my time because I happen to have a lot of experience in this and professionally working in more family preservation work. This can be domestic violence circumstances. This can be violence with children. It can be abuse. There are family mediators who are very good at this. If you click on the buttons, you'll find a list of mediators and then their specific web pages where you can learn more about them and reach out to them directly. Different types of circumstances. Here's another one, foster care adoption. If you are in the middle of handling a circumstance related to foster care, kinship, or adoption, we have family mediators who understand that too. So you can find the right mediator that fits your circumstances. And then we've got one for general family conflict. If you've got teenagers, maybe you've got blended family concerns, maybe you just need help with discipline, using a family mediator is a really smart idea. And it's different from therapy, but it's helping kind of constructively work through conflict in a way that changes the relationship. And I just think there's not much out there when we talk about what's available other than therapy. And there's nothing wrong with therapy, right? But mediation can be a great environment for families to change the quality of their relationships and work through issues that are maybe more difficult for them. So I would just invite all of you, please go check out our restoring-home.com website. This is our brand new programming just for parents. There will be a Restoring Home podcast launching the first week of December. That means this one will be retiring, and I think you guys will really enjoy hearing what this roundtable of mediators is going to bring to the community. You can find us on the radio waves here starting in January as well. And so for those of you who are listeners to KTIS, you'll be hearing us on the radio waves as well. So friends, I just want to encourage you, please go to restoring-home.com website and subscribe. Follow us there. You'll get monthly content from us. We promise we won't fill your inbox. We'll just give you monthly content so you know where you can jump in and take advantage of these resources, whether it's mediation, it's webinars, if it's parent education, it's the free kids journal. All of this would be relevant for any parent. And if you're a social worker, if you're a family lawyer, if you are a mediator, and you want to be a part of this, reach out to me directly and let's have a conversation. We want to add more resources to this website as we grow. And we know that it takes all of us. It takes a village and a community to change the adversarial tones to a non-adversarial approach when it comes to family conflict. And so that's what we're setting out to do. And so friends, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for subscribing and following along. It's taken a lot of time to think through whether or not to retire this particular podcast series, but I am delighted to share that you'll be hearing from me in the weeks ahead as more people come into the conversation and we strategically focus on parents moving towards the courts before, during, or after their experiences and filling their buckets with good resources to help them stay in the driver's seat of life and in parenting and really ultimately for their well-being. So with that, I'm signing off. Friends, I just want you to know how much I've appreciated you. I appreciated your support. I've heard from a lot of you. I've heard stories from many parents across the nation, and I'm just really touched to know that this is resonating, it's connecting, and we're moving on to wider waters, but really for the purpose of now bringing those that have been trained in mediation to the table to start enhancing and resourcing parents differently than what we see out there. So with that, it's been good to be with you guys. Love you all. Go check us out on restoringhome.com and subscribe, and I'll see you in 6 weeks. Take care.